Hi guys, this is Fiona from IELTSETC.com and Members Academy. Today I'm going to do a listening section 2, which is full of tricks. So I thought it would be a good one to show you how they use the tricks and how you can make sure you find the right answers. I'm sorry I'm away from my computer this week, so I've brought this tape script with me on holiday. So I'm kind of using just bits of paper, and I'm sorry I haven't got the questions ready for you to follow. But if you're listening to this a week later, this will be on my website. I'll put the whole of the questions. So just for today, if you want to do a little bit of listening practice, just listen to the questions and I'll try and explain what the tricks are. So, the section 2 heading is changes in Barford over the last 50 years. We're going to listen to a woman called Shona talking about Barford over the last 50 years. The first 5 questions are multiple choice, which, as you know, always have tricks. So each question has 3 choices, and usually they do mention something about each choice, but then of course only one is correct. So I'm going to do the 5 multiple choice questions today, and then tomorrow we'll do the matching information task. So question 11 starts, it says, in Shona's opinion, why do fewer people use buses in Barford these days? So why do fewer people use buses? A, the buses are old and uncomfortable. B, fares have gone up too much. Or C, there are not so many bus routes. So let's listen to what Shona has to say. She says, well, as you don't need me to tell you, Barford has changed a great deal in the last 50 years. These are some of the main changes. 50 years ago, buses linked virtually every part of the town and the neighbouring towns and villages. Most people used them frequently, but not now because the bus companies concentrate on just the routes that attract most passengers. So parts of the town are no longer served by buses. So this is the answer. She says most people use them frequently, but now, and then she says because the bus companies concentrate on just the routes that attract most passengers, parts of the town are no longer served by buses. This gives us answer C. There are not so many bus routes. Now let's just listen a bit more and now we will hear the tricks. Even replacing old, uncomfortable buses with smart new ones has had little impact on passenger numbers. So that's the trick for A. A says the buses are old and uncomfortable, but Shona says that they've replaced old, uncomfortable buses with smart new ones, but unfortunately this has had little impact on passenger numbers. Then finally she says, it is sometimes said that bus fares are too high, but in relation to average incomes, fares are not much higher than they were 50 years ago. So there's the trick for part B, question B, fares have gone up too much. She talks about the fares and she says, sometimes people say the bus fares are too high, but actually they are not much higher than they were 50 years ago. So you can see there how she mentioned all 3 of the options in the multiple choice, but the first one was correct. The first one is C, is the first thing that she mentioned, was because there are not so many bus routes. Let's do the same with question 12. Question 12 says, what change in the road network is known to have benefited the town most? So we're looking for a change in the road network which has benefited, been good for the town most. And you've got 3 options. A, the construction of a bypass. B, the development of cycle paths. And C, the banning of cars from certain streets. So we're looking for something which has benefited the town most. We can expect to hear all three of these things, the bypass, the cycle paths, and banning cars. But, of course, only one is right. So she introduces this. She says, changes in the road network are affecting the town. The centre was recently closed to traffic on a trial basis, making it much safer for pedestrians. The impact of this is being measured. So yes, she mentions the centre was closed to traffic on a trial basis, making it safer. Yes, so all benefits, but we need to find out which benefit affected the centre the most. And she says the impact of this is being measured. So because she uses present continuous, is being measured, we actually don't know what the results are. So the next sentence says, the new cycle paths separating bikes from cars in most main roads are being used far more than was expected, reducing traffic and improving air quality. So here we do have a result. The new cycle paths are being used. So she uses present continuous again, but showing it as a benefit, being used far more than was expected. And here are the benefits very clearly, reducing traffic and improving air quality. By the way, good vocabulary to learn. It just goes to show how this kind of vocabulary comes up in your writing, in your speaking, in listening, in reading. So it's a kind of cause and effect. This reduced traffic and improved air quality. Now, the third trick comes here. Although the council's attempts to have a bypass constructed have failed, we haven't given up hope of persuading the government to change its mind. So yes, again, the bypass is mentioned, but the attempts to have a bypass have failed. So the answer for question 12 is B, the development of cycle paths. Question 13. What is the problem affecting shopping in the town centre? So we're looking for a problem. A, lack of parking spaces, not enough parking spaces. B, lack of major retailers, basically shops, not enough major shops. Or C, lack of restaurants and cafes. So again, she introduces it for you. She says, shopping in the town centre has changed over the years. Many of us can remember when the town was crowded with people going shopping. Numbers have been falling for several years, despite efforts to attract shoppers, for instance, by opening new car parks. So there you've got the car parks mentioned. She says they did open new car parks, but she says despite this, numbers are falling. So again, linking words, despite, it's an important linking word. In spite of the fact that they have built, opened new car parks, still numbers have been falling. So the new car parks did not help. Next sentence, she says, some people combine shopping with visits to the town's restaurants and cafes. So there's another trick. She says people do go to the town's restaurants and cafes. So this tells us basically that the town does have lots of restaurants and cafes. Finally, she says most shops are small, independent stores, which is good, but many people prefer to use supermarkets and department stores in nearby large towns, as there are so few well-known chain stores here. So this is your answer, the lack of major retailers. Retailers is a vocabulary item that comes up quite a lot. Retail for shopping, for example, it's a good synonym. So anything to do with retail is about shops and shopping. So they used lack of major retailers. I thought that was quite difficult, actually, because if you don't know retailers, then you might not get it. But it does clearly say many people prefer to use supermarkets and department stores in nearby large towns, as there are so few well-known chain stores here. The whole topic of chain stores also is a good one, and internet shopping and the effect it has on town centres. So you can see it coming up again and again. Question 14. What does Shona say about medical facilities in Barford? A. There's no hospital. B. New medical practices are planned. Or C. The number of dentists is too low. Turning now, she says, that's a nice expression, turning now to medical facilities. Turning now is a good way of introducing a new subject. You could use it in your task two. Turning now to medical facilities, the town is served by family doctors in several medical practices. Fewer than 50 years ago, but each catering for far more patients. So, she talks about that there are a lot of family doctors. There are fewer than 50 years ago, but they all cater for more patients. So the doctor thing is mentioned. Then she says, our hospital closed 15 years ago. So there's your answer. There is no hospital. She carries on to give another trick, which means journeys to other towns are unavoidable. On the other hand, there are more dentists than there used to be. She says there are more dentists than there used to be. So question C is wrong. The number of dentists is too low. No, she doesn't say it's too low. That would be negative. She's being positive. So the answer for 14 is A, there is no hospital. Last question. The largest number of people are employed in, and choices are A, manufacturing, B, services, or C, education. So she says, employment patterns have changed along with almost everything else. The number of schools and colleges has increased, making that the main employment sector. So there you have it. There's your answer. The education sector employs the most people. And the question was, what is the largest number of people employed in? And the answer is education. Listen for the tricks. So we're listening for tricks about manufacturing and services. She says, services such as website design and accountancy have grown in importance. And surprisingly, perhaps, manufacturing hasn't seen the decline that has affected it in other parts of the country. So, of course, she mentions services. She just says services have grown. She mentions manufacturing, which hasn't seen any decline. But she doesn't mention anything about the number of people employed, and it certainly isn't the largest number of people employed. So we have a clear answer for 15, which is education. Okay, I'm going to stop there, and I'm keeping the last part of that until tomorrow. Last part's quite complicated because you're matching information about the town and its facilities. So make sure you're listening to that. Thanks very much for listening today. And when, as soon as I get back to my computer, I promise I will put this on my blog where you can get the questions and the listening together so you can practice. Thanks ever so much for listening today. See you soon. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.